Cross Station.
And good morning to you. It's 9 o'clock at the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton, WBAP 24/7 News. Santa came early at Fair Park Saturday. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic.
Morning clouds, and then we'll see sunshine today, but it's still going to be chilly and breezy with a high at 44. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, down to 25. Then as we head toward Monday, it'll be sunny, a bit milder at 47. On Christmas Eve, the sunshine sticks around. It will be milder then, up to 53 for the high temperature. And on Christmas Day, a few more clouds, calling it partly sunny, 54 the high, with a slight chance at a rain shower south of the Metroplex at 20%. For 24/7 News, I'm News 8 meteorologist Julie Bologna.
And we have partly cloudy skies now, 33 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Fort Worth. We have a couple of accidents, one on South Hewlin Street at West Interstate or West I-20. It's going to be on the westbound side. Also have a minor accident, but it's blocking Jacksboro Highway northbound at Northwest 21st Street. Dallas checking in accident-free, this report. Well, the S.M. Wright Foundation held its 15th annual Christmas in the Park event at the Automobile Building at Fair Park Saturday. Each family attending received a hot meal, groceries, household items, including furniture and clothing, as well as toys for the children and the family. Now, this woman tells News 8 she really needed the help this Christmas.
I'm looking for work, and right now I don't have any work. So, you know, with that being said, I have to do something to get the kids some toys and other, besides my mom and other family members helping out.
Over 1,500 volunteers helped out. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings on hand to watch excited kids giving their new bicycles a test ride. Well, at the malls and shopping centers, thousands were out making last-minute purchases until they found out that banks have lowered spending limits on debit cards without advance notice. Change comes in the wake of the Target data breach. It caught hundreds of shoppers off guard yesterday. News 8 talked with shopper Richard Crook, who said there was a lack of communication.
The store employees don't know what's going on. There's additionally no communication to the stores as well. So they're just like, sorry. And you kind of just, you just feel like one of those guys that, you know, unfortunately had financial problems or something.
Now, the lower limits on debit cards affected all purchases, including food, gas, and holiday gifts. And like so many unwelcome house guests, Christmas brings a flood of counterfeit consumer goods to the market. WBAP's Jim Ryan tells us about a major seizure along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The roster of items intercepted at the El Paso border crossing reads like a high-end Christmas wish list. Dre Beats headphones, Burberry scarves, Nikes, all of it appearing very legitimate to the untrained eye. 9,000 items worth $3.5 million have been seized at El Paso in just the last 2 months. Agents have said that, in many cases, drug cartels whose business in narcotics is down right now are turning to counterfeiting of consumer goods to make a quick buck. Jim Ryan, 24/7 News.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an end to the violence in South Sudan.
I'm gravely concerned about the deteriorating security situation in South Sudan. I demand that all political, military, and militia leaders stop hostilities and end the violence against the civilians.
The U.S. has evacuated diplomats and others out of the African country, and three U.S. aircraft were hit trying to evacuate a group of American civilians on Saturday. U.S. State Department has called on South Sudan's political leaders to try to resolve any issues by peaceful and democratic means. And a security official in Libya says a car bombing on the outskirts of Benghazi has killed at least six people. The official says the explosion targeted an area where people stop at a military checkpoint before entering the city. Again, we are looking for a high today of 44 degrees. It's 33 degrees. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. Another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening up next on WBAP.
Clarity Windows is the local family-owned company that is moving the goalposts again when it comes to high-efficiency windows to upgrade your home. Hi, I'm Brad Barton. Now, any window you get from Clarity can match the exterior color of your home or trim inside and out. These new generation windows are even more energy efficient, have better UV protection, which protects your carpets, drapes, and furniture. And these windows are even more beautiful. They really add to the appearance, security, comfort, and overall value of your home. And to introduce these new generation windows before the first of the year, you can get these new windows at Clarity's best discount they've offered all year, $100 off minimum per window, but you have to call by December 31st to get in on this. And remember, windows are only half the job. Installation is the other half. And no one does a better job on engineering and installing the windows in your home, and they back everything they do with a lifetime warranty. Parts, labor, even glass breakage. Call today. Find out more. 1-888-458-3630. 1-888-458-3630 and visit claritywindows.com.
Plaza Medical Center is proud to announce the opening of their Senior Healthcare Clinic, accepting all insurance plans. The Senior Healthcare Clinic focuses on the special needs of seniors in our community, striving to keep our older adults active, well, and independent. To find out more about the Senior Healthcare Clinic, if it makes sense for you or a loved one, and their acceptance of all insurance plans, call 817-259-4333. That's 817-259-4333. Or log on to plazamedicalcenter.com.
Join WBAP's Brian Estridge and North Hills Hospital for the North Hills Hospital Medical Minute, Tuesday mornings at 6:15 a.m. on WBAP. Brian will discuss a variety of healthcare topics of local interest, like information and prevention of the flu and other illnesses, tips on eating right with healthy meals on the go, exercise tips, and much more. It's the North Hills Hospital Medical Minute on WBAP, Tuesday mornings at 6:15 a.m. For more information, go to northhillshospital.com/blog.
WBAP.
This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. So nice to hear his voice and to have him as a friend and a sponsor. It's kind of important, too, the friend. And welcome. It's our second hour. We'd love to hear from you. We have a couple of calls ahead of you who have waited. Thank you, Kate and Gary, for doing so. 800-288-WBAP is our number, 800-288-9227. Right now on the hotline, we have Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager from the Dallas Arboretum, with his report. Tucker, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, thank you. You're going to talk about a tree that has really kind of hit the big time the last 15 years or so in North Texas. Tell us.
It has. And it's the Acer truncatum, which is also known as the Shantung maple. It's a medium-sized tree, really densely branched, so it puts off quite a bit of shade for its size. But it's never going to be too big. You're talking 25, 35 feet tops, and it's going to take a while to get there. It's not the fastest grower. This is a good full sun to part sun maple. It's a very, very hardy, all the way into Minnesota, so zone 4. You're not going to lose this in the winter at all. The couple different things that is different from a lot of other maples. One, its flowers can be a little bit showy in the spring. When this thing blooms, you'll get this little yellow cast over the top of it. It's kind of interesting. Most maples, you never see the flowers. You just see the little whirly birds that come out of it in the spring and the fall. The other thing is that this one doesn't have the surface roots that a lot of the other maples have. And so you're not going to find this one popping up near lawn. It doesn't seem to have such aggressive enough root system that it hurts your foundation or even like a dry stacked rock wall. It's not going to affect those kinds of structures. So this is a really, really nice urban maple for most of our smaller landscapes inside the city.
Nice fall color?
Typically yellow. But, and here's my shameless plug for a professional in our area, we're lucky enough to have one of the top maple people in all of the world in North Texas. His name's Keith Johansson. He owns his own company. It's called Metro Maples. You can go to their website, metromaples.com. He has developed, or he found, or I'm assuming he found it, a cultivar that he has patented, and it is called Fire Dragon.
I just planted one this year. Isn't that beautiful?
It's probably got the best red color of any maple. I don't care if you go into Maine and see the sugar maples, see the Japanese maples in their native habitat. This has got some of the most screaming red fall color you will ever see. It rivals any Chinese pistache out there. It is remarkable, and especially in our climate. Usually our climate, we never see reds, or so very few reds. But this, the Fire Dragon Acer truncatum, or Shantung maple, go talk to Keith. Look him up on the web. He can get you a Fire Dragon, and you can have remarkable tree in your life.
Yeah, it really is a pretty one. MetroMaples.com is the website, and they have unusual hours, folks, so you need to go to the website. Not only, of course, we haven't given you any address, it's not an ad for them, but as Tucker said, a shameless plug. I have no problem with that because I just admire that plant and what an expert he is on maples. Good for him. Now, where will we find Shantung maple if we come to Dallas Arboretum?
If you come, you'll find Shantungs both in the Color Garden and in the Ferndale. You'll find them also in Red Maple Rill. The only fire dragon that we have is actually in the Ferndale, but it's very hard to see in the Ferndale because it's actually easier to see if you're in the entrance plaza in the Visitor Education Pavilion. If you look through the hollies that are right behind what we call the TI fountain, or it's a sunken fountain into the ground, there's a fire dragon right behind that fountain.
Tucker, with directions like those, I'm sure people can walk right up to it. Only kidding you, my friend. All right. Holiday at the Arboretum. It's just about over, isn't it? People need to get by. Tell us about it.
Just about. The Angels are still throughout all of the Gullier. That display will be open until December 31st. Today is actually the last day to come and visit Santa and see one of his reindeer. And Rudolph and Frosty will be walking around the garden today also.
All right, and that's noon to 4 today, and with the weather getting a little bit better, that's a good plan. Children's Adventure Garden is available and accessible, a good thing to do during the holidays, but you have to buy your ticket ahead of time, and that's from DallasArboretum.org, right?
Yes.
That ticket is on the main website, all right, DallasArboretum.org. How do they find you?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit, and it'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum.
And the 24-hour information number?
It's 214-515-6500.
And folks, in answer to the question, yes, they will be closed on Christmas Day. They are closed on New Year's Day, and then they will not be closed again until Thanksgiving. And so those are their 3 days that they close. DallasArboretum.org is the website. And the voice you've been hearing is Tucker Reed, my friend, the horticulture manager of the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. Tucker, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
I hope you do too. Thank you, Neil.
We will. Appreciate you. Talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sponsored by Dixon Brothers. What a great place to go. Love this place. And I hope that you'll get by or call them. If your pool sustained freeze damage earlier this month, don't let it get worse. Call Dixon Brothers tomorrow morning at 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians can get you up and going again, protect you from upcoming winter storms, 972-288-7537. Their licensed technicians can install a freeze guard that will automatically turn your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38 degrees, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. Easy for you and great for your pool. If you need to winterize your pond or water garden, visit their showroom for a thermometer, pond de-icer, or other professional pond products and advice. Dixon Brothers has knowledge, a knowledgeable aquatic specialist to assist you with all your pool, pond, and water garden needs. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Again, the phone number, 972-288-7537. If you're going to get a gift card from them, you might want to call ahead. I don't know what their hours will be this week. They're at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of old downtown Mesquite. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, DICKSON.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
All right, Steve, thank you very, very much. Let's go right back to our phone lines. We have Kate in Canton. Kate, thanks for waiting on me. How can I help you?
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kate. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have some native possum haw hollies that have little trees growing out underneath them, and I wanted to know, how can I tell which ones are male or female?
All right. You tell for sure there are two ways, and one of them is going to be blatantly obvious, and that is you wait until they're large enough to have berries or not have berries. That's kind of a boring way to find out. The other way, you do have to at least have flowers. And you can tell when they're in bloom in the spring. You probably want to have a low-power magnet reading glass will do. It doesn't have to be a portable microscope or anything. But you need to look at the flowers, and if you see pollen, little sacks of pollen, male plant. If you see a thing that looks like a bowling pin, that's where the fruit would form, and that's the female flower, and all of the flowers on that plant will be just like that, or like the ones that have the pollen. Now, Having said that, you say you have little ones coming up all around. You need to double check, because possum haw hollies typically send up root sprouts from mama, and so you'll get a thicket of a plant in one spot. And so it may very well be that that's what you have. You could dig one of those up and just see if it's tethered to the mother plant. If it is, it's going to be exactly what she is or he is.
Oh, okay.
And if it has berries, then you'll have another female plant.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
They're beautiful right now.
Oh, they are. It's a great plant. Yeah. So if they're right immediately under a female plant, and if they are tethered to that plant, you might be able, on the smaller ones, you might be able to sever that umbilical root and replant them. Now, remember, they're going to sucker. They'll have that same genetic desire to send up these suckers. There's there's a variety, not to prolong a kind of a rambling answer anyway, but there is a variety called Warren's Red Possum Haw Holly that was selected because it has larger fruit, redder fruit, and does not produce as many suckers for people who are interested in getting one for their yard. I love that plant. That's a great plant.
I do too, especially when they're native.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Really great. I have one more question about Chinese pistache.
Mm-hmm.
I planted two, and one, you know, did its beautiful fall color a month ago and lost the leaves, and the other one held on to the leaves. They turned brown and are just now or have fallen off. The one that's brown, is that really a possum? I mean, is that really a Chinese pistache?
Yes, absolutely. And it probably was just a fluke of this season that it that it did it that way. I know in the Metroplex, I know when you get as far east as you guys are, I don't think you had the ice impact that we did you?
No, just on the trees.
Well, if you had ice on the trees, if it hit green leaves, it caused the leaves to turn brown.
Okay.
And that happened to some of the Chinese pistachios in the Metroplex that had not yet had their fall color. And they just went directly from getting ready to have fall color to brown. My ginkgo tree did the same thing. Suddenly I have no more color, and it was about to be just beautiful. So,
sad.
Yeah. Well, there's another year.
Yeah, next year it'll be beautiful.
Plus, you live in Canton. You have two blessings there. So, there you are.
Right.
Yeah.
We love it here.
Well, I don't blame you. And most of us would give anything to have that soil you have. So, well, Kate, thank you for waiting on me. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Gary, I'm going to take your call too. I think I can help you fairly quickly. No point in making you wait any longer. How can I help?
Good morning, Neil, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
I have a fan palm that's approximately 10 feet tall now. In the past 3 years, I don't know if it's because it was competing for space with the other fan palm next to it, but it started to grow at an angle, and the trunk goes straight up, and then the tree starts arching away. The trunk starts arching away, and I would say it's probably at about a 30-degree angle, and it's continuing to grow that way. And two questions. Number one, is this thing eventually going to fall over? And two, is there anything I can do to try and coax it to straighten back up?
There's no way you're going to straighten the trunk. The only thing you could do if you wanted to, and this answer applies to any tree that has a crook in its trunk, it's been there for a while, crook in the trunk, like an elbow that isn't completely extended. It's there. And the only thing you can do is to kind of compromise and reset the plant so that instead of going straight up and then off at a 30-degree angle, it goes up at a 15-degree angle and then off at a 15-degree angle, and then eventually will grow straight back up again. It is growing away from darkness is a way of putting it. People talk about plants growing toward light, and my plant physiology teacher once hammered into our head that plants are growing away from darkness. The cells on that side are elongating. There's something on that side, or was something, like you said, the other plant, that caused it to lean, and that lean is permanent. If the problem is still there that caused it to lean, resetting it is not going to help. It's just going to continue to lean. If that problem is gone now, or if you put it out in the open, it will grow straight up from that point on. So it's going to have a crook.
Well, it's taller than the one it was competing with now.
Okay, so it should be growing straight from this point on. It should develop another crook in the trunk and then head straight skyward.
Well, I that's what I anticipated happening, but it's been 2 years now, and it hasn't changed direction. It's still growing at an angle.
How much new growth do you have?
I'd say probably a foot.
Okay. Well,
they grow fairly fast.
Yeah, palms are different animals. Maybe it will operate differently than every other tree I've ever grown. And probably the In-N-Out Burger people are hoping that they don't go straight back up again. That's all I could think of when I saw your note. I thought, this guy's a manager, and he's messing with me.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I will rest my case, and I have not presented a very strong one. So,
well, there's no possibility of this tree eventually with the weight just falling over, is it?
Well, yeah, probably. If it's really heavy, I guess that could happen. But, you know, easily enough at that point, you could put some kind of a prop over there, a 2x4 or 4x4. I mean, it's going to look kind of odd anyway. And having that sitting there, maybe you can make lemonade out of the situation, do something fun with it. I just don't have a better answer, Gary. You waited a long time to get to pretty much what I would call a weak answer. I wish I could help you. The problem is you can't prune those and get them to straighten back up again. On any other more conventional tree with normal stem tissues, I'd suggest that to you, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we are. Happy day.
That was going to be the answer, but I sure appreciate you taking a shot at it.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great holiday.
Well, we will. Same to you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Let me tell you now, the number to my magazine office is 800-752-GROW. That's O, not a zero. 1-800-752-4769. And the reason you'll want that is, I hope you'll want it anyway, is so that you can call before 11 today to order my brand new book, which will be out in a couple of months. It will be called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Folks, I have not even gone Christmas shopping. I've bought little stuff online. Normally, I buy at my local merchants. My wife has helped. She has bought at the local merchants. But I am just holed up 10, 15, 18 hours a day working on the book to get it finished. I know you want it, and I want to get it done as well. Finished the vegetable chapter, finished the first write of it yesterday, and on to annuals and perennials. Those are my last two remaining chapters. This book will teach you everything. It'll have all the information from my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening books, all completely updated. The more recent of those two boot books, as we call them, 22 years old. It's time for an update. And I'm self-publishing this one, so don't plan on, I'll just run into the store and buy it. It won't be there. I'm self-publishing. It will be available to you through my magazine office. If you would like to give it as a Christmas gift, the pre-order of it, we have a lovely card that says a gift has been, a book is being printed in your, especially for you, and Merry Christmas and all that. It doesn't say Merry Christmas on it, but that's, you can write that on the card. And you can download the card when you order the book at just $24.95. That is the incredible and low price that will not be repeated. It's the lowest price we'll ever have. It'll never be beaten, I'll put it that way. That's the pre-order price on the book. You can buy my magazine at half price with the book if they're shipped to the same address. And that's a one-year subscription, new or renewal to my magazine and the new book when it prints, all for just $36.90. And satisfaction completely guaranteed. I'm trying to make this the best book I have ever written. 1-800-752-GROW. That's just $36.90 for the book and the magazine subscription, or $24.95 for the book alone. There's a $7 postage fee on the book. That's the box and the shipping cost. We're not making anything on that. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
All right. It's my pleasure right now to tell you about Baylor Hospitals, specifically Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. Baylor Plano is where our daughter's life was saved almost, what has it been? It's been almost 8 years ago. And Baylor McKinney is the hospital where we have also been served. I had some doctor's visits there just a few weeks ago, and it's also where my wife serves on the board. We really believe in the Baylor healthcare system, and specifically Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney. I see that they've given me words I won't be able to pronounce today. Let's give it a try. It may just be an upset stomach, but what if it's something more serious? Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney can help you figure out what's causing your gastrointestinal issues and get you back to feeling your best. Whether you're suffering from irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, celiac disease, or just staying current on your colonoscopy screening, the expert medical staff at both of these fine hospitals are there to care for your gastrointestinal system. For more information on digestive disease services at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano or any of your other healthcare needs, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, two wonderful hospitals, two wonderful cities. Our 19th annual Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, February 15 in Plano. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, the best plants to use, and how to use them effectively. Leave with a working drawing of your project. We give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional Saturday or Sunday, March 1 or 2. Seating is limited. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 1-800-752-GROW or online, Neil Sperry.
All right. Let me tell you right now about Whiz Q Stone. Invite you to get out. I don't know what their hours will be this week. I'm going to invite you to call them, and I'll give you that phone number so that you can. And that number is 817-429-0822. This is a wonderful time of year to do your stonework, if you would like to, because you can get out there and shop. They can deliver to you the most beautiful stone you've ever seen for your home landscape. It's a good time because it's not hot. It's a pleasant time to work. If you're doing any kind of soil work to move soil around, this is a good time for that as well. And Whiz Q Stone, if you prefer to have a landscape contractor do this for you, they have contacts with the finest landscape contractors in Tarrant and Dallas counties, all the surrounding areas. Since 1983, the experts at Whiz Q Stone have been leaders in the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, they have it all. They'll help you convert your home landscape into a paradise that you've always dreamed of. Visit the experts at Whiz Q Stone. Their display gardens are at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. The 22-acre location, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They're normally open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. I'm sure they'll be closed Christmas Day, perhaps a little bit on Christmas Eve. So call for more information at 817-429-0822-whiz-q.com. whiz-q.com. It's Whiz Q Stone. All right, we go now to Frida. Frida is from Dangerfield. Frida, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I have some tame muscadine. I think they're called scuffadine. They get, golden blonde when they're ripe. So I don't know if they're different varieties of tame muscadines. But anyway, I was wondering how to prune those and when.
All right. They are only going to grow in in acidic soils. Those of us in the Metroplex don't grow muscadines. I did a quick search while I was in one of the breaks a moment ago and just left it up on my website or on my laptop. And Texas A&M has some really good illustrated information on pruning muscadines. And if you'll do Aggie horticulture, And just do a web search for Aggie Horticulture Muscadine Pruning. It'll take you right to that page. Basically, it is done during the winter. It does say that they're going to bleed profusely from the vines, bleed water profusely, and it is not a problem. They're going to be pruned somewhat like standard grapes, where you have a single support wire, and you're going to prune spurs back to two or three buds on older canes, 4 to 5 buds as the plant gets older. So you're doing a lot of pruning, as you do on regular grapes, on the table grapes. So
okay, well, last year, right at the end of February, I went and cut one, and like you said, it started bleeding.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry about that.
I thought it was too late, so I didn't prune anymore.
No, it says prune. I'm sitting here looking. I'm not going to confess. I'm not going to try to hide it. I'll confess. I'm sitting here looking at this page right now on my laptop. Prune in the months between November and February. If pruned after December, the vines will bleed water profusely. It's common and not a problem. On mature vine, spurs are selected along the horizontal trunk. Every 6 inches, spurs should be pruned to 2 or 3 buds. And on 3 to 4 year old vines, 4 to 5 buds as the vine matures. And you've got an illustration there. Go to Aggie Horticulture Muscadine, and it'll give you a lot more information. I just have not ever lived where I could grow muscadines.
Okay.
I know that they operate a little bit differently than conventional grapes, but apparently the pruning is not a whole lot different.
Okay. Well,
all
thank
right.
You.
Well, I am grateful for your call. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Have a Merry Christmas.
Well,
thank
same
you.
To you.
All right. And folks, that opens up a whole batch of phone lines right now, all of them available to you. And my longest segment is coming up right now. So this is a good chance for you to call. We can take several calls in this next segment. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Call right now. 800-288-9227. We are, my wife and I, a couple times in the last couple weeks, have been to Silver Tie Cuisine in Allen. We love this restaurant, and it is my favorite salmon in the world is there. It's one of my 3 places in my life that I've had salmon that I really, 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 really love, their mango salmon. But you're going to find a lot of things on their menu that are just delightful. Ken is the owner. He has worked at Silver Tie for, I guess, about 15 years, and he bought it two or three years ago. He is so customer friendly. Ask for Ken when you go in. Unless he's out on a delivery, I'll bet you anything he'll be right there, and he will come. That smile is a mile wide. The cuisine is wonderful for Thai food. If you have a particular seasoning that you like or don't like, they will tailor the meal just to you. They're at 906 West McDermott Drive, and that is in the Tom Thumb Shopping Center, McDermott at Central Expressway, and they're way down at the end. I don't think Ken will mind my saying they're right beside Jason's Deli, if you know where that is. Silver Tie Cuisine, wonderful restaurant. They're open every night. They're open every noon, and then Saturday and Sunday they're open extended hours, afternoon and evening. Silver Tie Cuisine, very highly rated. Silver Tie Cuisine, 972-747-7452. We're going to have our company Christmas party after Christmas there. We are so busy right before the holidays that we traditionally just wait and do it after the holidays, and that's where we have chosen to go. Silver Tie Cuisine, and by the way, they have a very special New Year's event planned for you. Let them explain that to you when you call. 972-747-7452, Silver Tie Cuisine, and that's 906 West McDermott in Allen.
Traffic can be bad any time of day. That's why we check on it every hour, every day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
I want to tell you about our Home Landscape School, which will be coming up all day Saturday, February 15, in Plano. We've done this for 19 years. It is always a sellout, and it is getting closer and closer to being a sellout this year as well. We have sponsors AgPower, John Deere McKinney, Callaway's Nursery, Encore Azaleas, and Southern Living Plants, among others. Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford and I will teach you principles of good design, the best trees and shrubs, and how to place them in your landscape design, annuals and perennials for beautiful color year-round. how to have a lovely lawn. We'll teach you how to do a design for a lovely entryway garden or a fun backyard patio. And this is good for people with brand new homes, but it's equally good for people who would like to redo a landscape. 2 weeks later, on March 1 or 2, your choice, we'll give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional who will sit alongside you and help you finish your landscape plan, your plan for your own home landscape project. All of that is just $199 for one person, $239 for two people. Makes a wonderful Christmas gift to give someone. You need to call before 11 today. While we still have seats available, call my magazine office before 11 today. It's the same number you call to get your copy reserved of my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. That number is 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. The other sponsors of the Landscape School, Monrovia Growers, and Encore Electric Delivery, Rubles Plants of Texas. 1-800-752-4769. All right, it is time now to check into the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. That little moment of silence brought to you by Neil, Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We have, 35 minutes after the hour now at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Thousands are cold and dark this morning. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Now, weather and touch forecast. We're looking for the clouds to start going away here in the next hour or so, but it's going to be chilly, only 44 for the high. Clear and 25 tonight, sunny and 47 tomorrow. Tuesday, sunny and 53, up to 54 on Christmas Day. It is partly cloudy, 33 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. In Fort Worth, a wreck on 35W southbound at Garden Acres. Your traffic stop and go from Risinger Road. In Dallas, there's an accident blocking the left lane of I-35E northbound of Marcellus. A disabled vehicle is blocking the right shoulder of the exit ramp on 75 Central Expressway northbound after Northwest Highway. And we've got a wreck on South R.L. Thornton Freeway northbound at Beckley Avenue. Well, more than 95,000 homes and businesses are without power this morning in New York, Vermont, and Maine. And that's because of widespread ice accumulations. In northern New York, St. Lawrence County, tree limbs and power lines coated in almost 2 inches of ice. Officials are telling people to just stay off the roads. Defenders of the NSA's controversial surveillance program say a presidential panel's report is being misunderstood. House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Rogers of Michigan tells ABC's This Week that the panel said the information collected is important, but where it's kept may be up for debate.
They found no violations, no unlawful activity, no scandal. None of that was found in this report.
Meanwhile, senior Israeli officials are demanding an end to U.S. spying on Israel following revelations that the NSA intercepted emails from the offices of the country's top former leaders. Again, we're looking for a high today of 44 degrees. It's 33 degrees. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. And we're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
It's become a tradition around here. We hear from many of you every year asking, is it coming back? Of course. Join us this Christmas on News Talk 820 AM WBAP as we once again present An American Christmas, as only the folks with Mannheim Steamroller can do it. Chip Davis will be back once again with heartwarming stories and the best Christmas music you'll find anywhere. Presented by Southwest Ford, Southwest Nissan, and Volkswagen of Weatherford. An American Christmas starts Christmas Eve at 5 p.m. and will continue straight through until midnight Christmas night. WBAP.
It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're following the news for you. News Talk 820 AM WBAP.
The foundation professionals at Advanced Foundation Repair recommend the need for consistent moisture around your home, consistent attention to detail of your foundation. It represents to your house pretty much how that house is going to survive the decades. If you would like to have a free home inspection by the finest company in North Texas, I'm going to recommend to you, as I have for almost 20 years, that you contact Advanced Foundation Repair. Maybe you don't want to have them come out on Christmas Eve. You can call tomorrow morning and set a time for them to come sometime over the holidays while you're home. The home inspection is absolutely free. If you don't have foundation problems, they will show you, they will tell you. They do essentially a topographic map of your floors. If you do have foundation problems, they will show you what they will do, what it will cost, and they will tell you at that time, as I tell you, that you have a lifetime warranty on their work. It's transferable from owner to owner to owner. They were the ones who were first to have that. They were the ones who pioneered that lifetime warranty transferable in their industry. Now, others have it. They began it. These people have led the way. If you think you might have had foundation problems last summer, you might still have them. They don't heal themselves. So call Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. Online, it's foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Rob, very, very much. Let's go back to our phone lines. And we have Lorraine in Louisville. Lorraine, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Say, I recently bought a plant at a grocery store. It's called Lacey Fern. It has no instructions on it. I would like to know the care and feeding of.
Okay. I have no idea what the plant is by that name. There are hundreds and hundreds of ferns. You know, for example, you have Florida Ruffles fern, which is a Boston fern relative, and then you have a plant that has the laciest leaves of any fern-like plant that I know, and that is asparagus fern, asparagus plumosa, the plume asparagus fern.
No, I know what that is.
All right.
This isn't it.
All right, then I'm going to assume that this probably is one of the Boston ferns or one of the other tropical ferns. And ferns, when they're in the house, need to be in the brightest window you have. That light equates to a shaded area outdoors. They don't want direct sunlight, but they also have to have bright light. Kind of a narrow little groove in there of what will satisfy them. At my next ad break, I will look up Lacey Fern on my laptop and see what I can find, if there's anything more specific than that.
Okay, well, but, I did get it on your website, and I...
No, I'm just going to go to the internet, because I can't put it on my website if I've never heard of it, so
yeah,
I don't know that plant. Yeah.
Anyway, I have to tell you something interesting about it. When I bought it, it felt like velvet, you know, when I just brushed my hands across the top of it. That's what attracted me to it. And now that I have had it in my home for about a week, it doesn't feel that soft anymore. It's more, I don't want to say prickly, but
is this
more,
a tree fern?
I have no idea.
All right. I am seeing here that the Lacey tree fern, also known as Cyathea cooperi, is the largest of the ferns. That's the only Lacey that I see popping up on the website.
This doesn't appear that it's going to get that big. And another interesting thing about it, I think it's very root-bound. And now some of the stems are looking like there's root, like it's a root trying to come out of the pot.
All right. The next reference that I have is to the asparagus fern that I mentioned. Are you familiar with all of the different kinds of asparagus fern?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. Because perhaps you're familiar with asparagus springeri, which is the really common one. Asparagus plumosa is a much, very, very lacy. Leaves are, little needles are very, very tiny, tiny. And the leaves, as they come out, tend to lay like your hand flat. If you laid your hand on the table, it'd be kind of flattened that way. Well, all fern leaves would be that way, I guess. I can't go any farther. I don't know the plant by that name. It's a common name. If you didn't on the label have any kind of botanical name or anything, right?
It had nothing on it. Except
yeah. I'd go back where you bought it and ask them, what is the plant I bought? And it's their responsibility as a plant vendor to tell you, here is exactly what
okay.
you bought. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if I can have a name, I can get closer. But I would look it up online as Lace Fern or Lacy Fern, see what you can find. Bright light. I know I'm good on that one.
Well, the tips of it get real light colored, like a real pale green.
Yeah, I just can't get any farther
okay.
without knowing it. I'm
okay.
sorry. I let you down on that one. But I got to have a name. Got to know the animal. I'm the vet, and I got to know the animal.
Yeah, I
thank
understand.
Yeah,
no
thank
problem.
You, Lorraine. Okay, Merry Christmas. Let me go to Cindy and Crowley. Cindy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How may I help you?
Well, I have a flower bed on the north side of the house, directly in front of the porch. And it's had gardenias and chocolate ajuga in it for about 7 years. And the gardenias over the past year have started to wilt off and die. And I want to replace everything in the bed, but I'm wondering, I would like your opinion, should I put gardenias back in there because I love the way they smell, or should I go with something else?
Well, that has to be a little bit your opinion. You say you have chocolate ajuga in that same bed?
Yes.
Have you had any problem with it?
No, it's done great.
Reason I'm asking, both of those plants are very susceptible to root knot nematodes, and I thought, well, maybe there's a chance that the gardenia went down with that. What is your native soil in Crowley? Is it
black clay? But these are raised beds, and when I originally built the beds, they're about a foot to 18 inches off the regular grade of the
okay.
ground.
All right.
And so I put nothing but organic material in there when I first planted them. And I will do that again. The elevation of the flower bed has lowered because of decomposition and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and that's what happens. Cindy, I think if you wanted to put gardenias back in there, and if you feel that whatever happened to them in the last couple of years was not something that will quickly recur, I'd encourage you to try them again. I'm not a big gardenia advocate, a fan personally in my own landscape. I don't want it anymore because I end up losing them in the cold too often.
Mm,
and
yeah.
So I'm and especially in a raised bed, that would scare me to death to plant them. But anyway, it's that one is your call. But I would definitely take all of the existing soil and organic matter out of that bed. I'd go down 4 or 5 inches farther. If it's 15 inches deep already, go down 20 inches total from the top of the retaining wall, and then fill that with half peat moss, half pine bark mulch, half mm-hmm. sphagnum peat moss and half pine bark mulch, and
okay.
And replant. And I would replant in spring. I wouldn't do it now while
right.
the risk of cold is right ahead.
If you were going to do something different, what would you suggest? I need a low.
It's hard to. Okay, go ahead. Tell me the height and width you need.
The bed is probably 10 feet deep, but because it's right in front of the porch, I would like it to stay low, like no more than 3 feet tall.
All right. And most gardenias will get taller than that. The plants that I would not recommend at all under any circumstances, dwarf gardenia. So I don't know if that's what you had or were considering, but I wouldn't use that.
Okay.
Plants I would have, because I am a holly fanatic, would be the small hollies. I'd have either Carissa or dwarf yaupon. Carissa is prickly. Dwarf yaupon is not. Dwarf Burford is wonderful, and it might mm-hmm. be my first choice if I wanted something 3 feet tall. Nice berries, beautiful evergreen plant. It does have a spine at the end of the leaves, but it's not especially painful. That or compact Nandina. Is this sun or shade?
Shade.
All right, in shade, Nandina would not be quite as good, and the hollies are really by far your best choice there. It's hard to do a landscape design without seeing the rest
sure.
of the landscape.
Sure, I understand.
That'll
I
get
like
you started.
Green.
Yeah,
okay.
come to our landscape school. That's exactly what we teach.
I've done it before, actually.
Good.
I have been there.
All right,
so.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate your call, and I hope that gets you started anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you. All right, we're going to take our last break, and then I will get to the calls that we have at that point, so stay with me if you will, please. I also need to do my SPCA report, and I'm going to get that in somehow. Anyway, here we go. I want to tell you about the most comprehensive book that I've ever written. If you call my magazine office between now and 11, I will have the office open until 11. You still can get a way of giving my book as a Christmas gift. Book hasn't printed yet, so it's not like you've lost any ground on that. It will print in a couple of months. We have a card on our website that you can download, and the office staff knows exactly how to direct you to it. You can give my book as a Christmas gift, or you can just pre-order it right now while the price is at its lowest. Don't delay, because the price will go up, and it's at $24.95 right now. That's a lot less than the book published 22 years ago, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I love my old boot book. It has served Texas well, served me well for that period of time, but it's time to update it. It is way out of date. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening will update it. In fact, I'm blending all of the most important information from my 30 years of Texas gardening calendars, everything we have in the boot books, and all from our big, highly informative posters, all into one new book, Lone Star Gardening. It's going to be $24.95. There is a $7 postage charge with the book. You can also get my magazine at half price if you buy it in combination with the book, mailed to the same address. That price, total price, is just $36.90. That is a wonderful deal, and it is the lowest price that I've ever offered in a tandem price with a book and a magazine. It's just a fabulous opportunity for you. You'll be the judge of that. But you must call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. These will not be sold in stores. I'm self-publishing, so it's going to be available through this number. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. If it's busy, please call right back. They'll be there until 11. 1-800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control, from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
The experts your trees deserve, Arborological Services. If I were a tree, I would rejoice. I would flap my leaves and clap my branches together if I saw the Arborological Services truck pulling up at the front gate or the front driveway. Arborological Services, they are the best in tree care. And even if you have only one tree, that tree is critical to your home landscape value, and these folks are the best at maintaining your trees. And whatever the size of your estate, whether you're in a small urban lot or whether you're in a suburban acre or 2 acres, Arborological Services can do everything that you need to have done. Now, they may be just a little bit behind because of the ice storm a couple of weeks ago, and if that's the case, they are worth the wait. They may be able to come sooner rather than later, but if they say we're a little behind, tell them it doesn't matter. I want you. I want the best. Neil said you're the best, and I am saying that. They are the best. They've won the awards. I mean, they have proven they're the best. It's not just Neil yakking. Here's their phone number. It's 866-552-7267. It's a toll-free number, but they are totally a local company. 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Arborological.com. Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
Everybody knows Dalworth cleans carpet, tile, wood, natural stone flooring, but what folks don't know is that Dalworth sells and installs that flooring as well. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills, and it is a fabulous store. That's where we did a bunch of our carpet and flooring buying, and I recommend them to you most highly. It is a sister company to Dalworth Clean, the finest carpet cleaning and floor cleaning company anywhere in the Metroplex. Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. They are not open on Sundays. I'm sure they'll be open tomorrow. Don't know about Christmas Eve. Heavy textured plush carpet for $2.79 a square foot installed. Textured Saxony carpet for $1.99 a square foot installed. New hardwood flooring at $6.79 a square foot installed. And tailored frise carpet at $2.99 a square foot installed. Dalworth offers special financing for up to 36 months for those with approved credit. Free 3-year spot and spill warranty on all carpet purchases. That's Dalworth Fine Floors, 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. The Dallas area number is 214-389-3161. Tarrant County number, 817-553-8402. Dalworth.com for Dalworth Fine Floors. All right, let's go to our phone lines now, and we go to Jim in Frisco. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help?
What do you do with lantanas this time of year?
Cut them to the ground, about an inch above the ground, so you can see where the stems are. I do that the day after the first freeze, so I do it as soon as you can. And if you're not going to be planting anything into that bed, I would mulch the bed with shredded tree leaves or compost or something like that, just to give them a little added protection.
And they'll come on back then?
No guarantees, but that's your best chance at it. A lot of it depends on how cold the winter is and what variety you had, but yeah, no way of telling until spring.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Merry Christmas, Jim. Thank you very, very much. Let me sneak in my SPCA report. Today's dog is Darius, a handsome boy, been waiting for his forever home for a couple of months. He's a precious 6-year-old Chihuahua, transferred to the SPCA from Tulsa, and it was because of a couple of commercial breeders and some things going on there. Darius is a sweet boy, loves to snuggle with his human companions. Darius loves belly rubs and rawhide treats. And he is just $50 to adopt because he's been there more than 1 month. He is a VIP, very important pet. Darius, the 6-year-old Chihuahua mix, waiting for you to come adopt him today. At the McKinney Shelter, 8411 Stacy Road. And the Dallas Shelter also open today, noon to 5, at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. That's Darius at the McKinney Shelter of the SPCA, 8411 Stacy, just east of Custer. Everything available to see at spca.org/findapet. Let's go to Beverly in College Station area. How can I help you?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Beverly. What can I do?
Yes, sir. We have a magnolia tree, and every year it buds out pretty good, but then the flowers, they die before they're mature. And it just really looks bad.
You're talking about the southern magnolia with the white flowers?
Yes, sir.
Beverly, those flowers only last a day or two, 2 or 3 days. They're like some other plants that will change. The flowers will change colors, kind of like gardenias do. They'll change to a brown, and the petals will shed. Are yours not even getting to that point?
Right.
They're not even open for a day?
Yeah, they're open probably for about that time, but they never look, you know, real pretty, like they're supposed to.
All right. Well, without seeing them, it's a little hard to tell you. Thrips are an insect that will get into magnolia flowers, and they can certainly cause them to shed prematurely. I must run. Folks, I'm sorry to John and Helen. Please call me back or ask me on Facebook, if you will, about the brown spots in your grass and cast iron plant, and I'll try to help you. Lee Riza, thank you. Phone number to my office, if you're trying to call, is 800-752-4769 for the next hour. Until next week, Merry Christmas. Happy gardening.
Okay, guys, your health is important, so here's a multiple-choice quiz regarding testosterone replacement therapy and the need to see your doctor first. First question. To properly diagnose low T in men with symptoms, medical guidelines recommend at least 2 blood tests. How many blood tests should you get before committing to testosterone therapy? A, at least 2 blood tests. B, I throw caution to the wind. It's only my health. Right. See your doctor first.
Next question. If testosterone replacement therapy is a medical treatment that should only be administered after a thorough consultation with your doctor or healthcare provider, when should you seek treatment? A. After a thorough consultation with your doctor or healthcare provider. B. After seeing that cool graphic on the back of the tricked-out SUV in the parking lot. You get the idea. A health decision like this should come with careful consideration. See your doctor first. Listen, testosterone treatment is used to treat a medical condition known as low testosterone or low T and should only be prescribed by your healthcare provider after careful consideration. See your doctor first. For more information, go to seeyourdoctorfirst.com. This message brought to you by AbbVie.
You get the most for your lease, your lease.
AutoFlex Leasing offers you three different ways you can save money on your next vehicle. First, you can lease any make or model new car from AutoFlex and have much lower payments to begin with. Second, consider a pre-owned car and save that expensive first-year depreciation. Finally, consider the Flex Buy offered exclusively by AutoFlex Leasing. Get the pre-owned car you want with no down payment, payments up to 50% less than a purchase, and a guaranteed trade-in value. All the benefits of ownership without the high payments when you Flex Buy your next car from AutoFlex Leasing. Smart people lease their new cars to save money. Brilliant people flex buy their pre-owned cars to maximize their savings. Call AutoFlex today at 817 or 972, then 234-1234. Reach them online at AutoFlex.com. Get monthly savings with a new car lease or choose to flex buy one of more than 300 lease returns and trade-ins. And don't wait any longer. Call today. Start saving today with AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
Cowboys win or lose and... who are the high school state champions? We'll have it for you Monday morning, 5:15, right here on News.